But we would like to welcome to the program again, Risa
Steindl-Brown.
Welcome to 1590 The Connection.
Good morning, Maria.
Hi there.
How are you?
Couldn't be better. How are you?
Fine. It's a pleasure speaking with you again.
And to you. We met with you earlier because we spoke about your efforts with regards to homeschooling.
Right.
And you are a local
Yes.
resident, and you have published a tome, The Call to Brilliance, a true story to inspire parents and educators. You have book signings this weekend. We wanted to help promote that for you locally. And then also, if you will, just give us the backstory about what The Call to Brilliance is about, so if our listeners are new to the program, they can be brought up to speed.
Well, The Call to Brilliance is about a number of things. One of the things it's about is the first success. It's a true life story. It's about the first school where all children succeed, truly succeed, where we focused on their interest, their passion, their brilliance. We took the curriculum out of that, and as a result, they entered college at ages 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 in their areas of expertise. They started business, they wrote books. It's about who we are and how we were all born with that call to passion, and how some of us may have lost it along the way, and how to recover it.
Now, I'm a little concerned that a 10 through 14 year old is attending college.
Right.
I mean, I know that that is brilliance, but is it practical? Is it desirable?
You know, I'm still doing it now. I run a program for Las Virgenes, a school district here in Agoura. And we still have kids going in their areas of expertise. Here's how that happens. First of all, the children are not pushed. It is just the natural extension of their particular area of interest. So they go because they want to go and because they love it and because the content and the experience is feeding them. They don't stay all day there. Just as if they would go after school to a class maybe in chess or a class in something else or dance, they go in their areas of expertise, and then they come back to their kids, their peers, their childhood, and if they don't want to be there, then we don't send them.
Thank you for distinguishing that. So yes. We're not creating uber super brainiacs.
No,
what you're doing is allowing them to pursue a passion or a proclivity towards something without taking away their childhood.
Right. No, absolutely not. In fact, we give them a better childhood because we give them more time to play, time to explore, time to create. So, you know, they go, typically they've gone in areas where the more creative areas, like electronics, which for them is creative because they build with it, or writing, or actually I've had kids though go in math and sciences because they explore in those areas, in theater and dance.
And now tell us this. Have you published a book before?
No.
So what brought you to this point in your life?
I'm not really sure.
Good answer.
Not the real answer. I started writing this book over 20 years ago. And, you know, if anybody finished a book this quick, you know, wrote a book
at this rate.
Yeah, at this rate, we would have three books in the Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But I started documenting our journey because here I had this very wonderful, active five-year-old who just didn't fit in the local kindergarten. And so we started looking for resources. He was intelligent, he was articulate, he was verbal, he wanted to answer every question. His body was constantly in motion. He was very interested in taking everything apart and putting it back together again, and reading was a real chore for him, was very, very difficult. So we started to walk this alternative path, and I felt compelled. Sometimes you just have to follow your gut, and so I started journaling because I really didn't know where we were going, and I really didn't know how to solve this, even though I was a credentialed teacher, and I had taught everything from kindergarten through UCLA. And that's what became a book, because after 20 years, there was a story there, and there was a success there. And two of my boys didn't read until they were 9 and 10, and they were doing this college thing at 11 and 12. And at 14, one was a systems analyst for Warner Brothers, and at 15, One started an online sports magazine out of the living room, and within a year, he had a full-time staff of seven, an industrial building in Moore Park, and 65 professional salesmen and coaches across the United States and Canada. And these are just one or two of the many stories that are inside this book. So then it became a book.
Now, when you say our we had or whatever, are you talking about your own birth family, or are you talking about your students?
Both.
Okay.
Both my birth family and the students. We started a we went from Montessori to homeschooling to helping start a school inside a factory, GT Waters Product School, in Moore Park. My cousins own the factory, and they thought that maybe together we could all do better for our children. And so it was the children out of that school. And then since then, the children that I have sent from the local public schools, and it's all been very successful. It just works.
And you, as I recall from our last interview, you claim that we are each uniquely gifted in this manner, and it is a process of our education system that just kind of puts us as cattle in a line that doesn't exploit or expound upon that we all have.
That's correct. I mean, you look at, and you have children, and you look at them, and you each child is born differently. They look different, they talk at different times, they walk at different times, they have different personalities. They are not blank states. They are not empty. They are all born with talents and the potential for interest and the passion that will lead them to that talent. But our school systems, unfortunately, are based on a model that's 150 years old that was designed to train children, which is a different ball game for the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
So we're not focused on that. If that and I'm not saying that can't happen, but if it happens, it happens as a byproduct.
Right.
It isn't our chief focus.
Right.
And the difference between that and my experience and the other school that we had, the GT Waters School, and the programs that I run for Las Virgenes, is we focus from the time they're little on finding out who are they, where are their strengths, what do they love to do, how can we nurture that, how can we bring that forward? Because when you start with a little person, and you give them all that energy and time and focus and resources, just think who they are by the time they're 12 and 13 and 14 and 16 and 17. And certainly by the time they're 18 and graduate, they know who they are and they know what they love, and they are able to create in the real world, which is very different than just taking classes.
Well, and you know what's interesting about that too is how many adults do you know that say, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up?
Oh, many.
Yeah. And so to be able to give somebody a gift that by the time they're 18, I've got a son, my eldest, actually, he's a junior at USC. He still doesn't really know what he wants to do. He doesn't know what he's called to. He's got, as you said, unique strengths, talents, attributes, et cetera, but he's not quite sure where he wants to go yet. I didn't know when I was in college. I just knew that I liked math and science. So I was like, okay, well, let me pick a field that's good with that because that's what I want to study. So tell us where you're going to be this weekend.
This weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, I will be at Postal Annex in Thousand Oaks on Moore Park Road, next in the Ralph's Shopping Center there.
Yep, I know right where that is.
Moore Park and Jan's.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be there from noon to 2.
And there's a store there, Home Something?
Yeah, Home Goods.
Yes.
And then
okay.
There's the Cleaners. To the left of Home Goods is the Cleaners, and then there's Postal Annex. And, by the way, very good cleaners, marquee cleaners. I've been using them for 30 years.
Okay.
And
then you're going to be in Westlake?
Monday night.
Okay.
I will be in Westlake.
At the Barnes & Noble.
Right, Westlake Promenade. I will speak. I will be speaking and signing books at 7 o'clock. There will be a discussion as well. So Saturday I will do a book signing, and I will talk to everyone one-on-one. And Monday I hope to talk to everyone one-on-one also. But in addition, there will be a presentation, a discussion, and a book signing.
Well, I would like to say congratulations.
Oh, well, thank
Continued
you.
Success.
Thank you.
Love the message.
Thank you.
And it is the call to brilliance.
Thank you, Maria. It's a pleasure speaking.
You're welcome, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.